Time now for the Daily Dust, and it's brought to you by Hefner Furniture and Appliance.
Anybody hear any
gossip?
Celebrity
gossip. Hollywood
gossip. It's that time to dish again.
Celebrity gossip is coming up next.
Mm-hmm, I know that's right.
Okay. Steve Buscemi was sucker punched on Wednesday at 11:48 a.m. in New York City, just walking along, minding his own business. Now, he is okay, but was treated for swelling in his face and his left eye. They've released photos of his attacker. He doesn't look like a typical attacker. They haven't caught him. Gavin Rossdale went on vacation to Mexico with his new girlfriend, and the paparazzi pictures that hit the web on Friday, she looks exactly like a younger Gwen Stefani.
For a long time, I was in love. Beep, beep.
Yeah, she's 35. Gwen is 54. She looks exactly like Gwen. Gwen's had a lot of work, apparently. Oprah Winfrey regrets contributing to toxic diet culture over the years.
I've shared how that famous wagon of fat moment on the Oprah show is one of my biggest regrets. It sent a message that starving yourself with a liquid diet set a standard for people watching that I nor anybody else could uphold.
She was actually discussing this during a live event. And she did say, though, that Maya Angelou always says, when you know better, you do better. So these conversations for me are an effort to do better. During Taylor Swift's show in Paris on Friday night, someone brought a baby into the standing room section of the arena and put it on the floor. But at least it was wearing ear protection. I don't know. By the way, Uncle Travi, Gigi Hadid, and Bradley Cooper were all in Paris as well. Actress and stuntwoman Susan Backlini died over the weekend. Don't remember her name? Well, you'd remember this. She was the first victim, Chrissy, in the original Jaws. Oh, geez. That's so triggering. My parents took me to see Jaws in the fourth grade. What were they thinking? Butterfly in the Sky recounts the story of the PBS children's series Reading Rainbow.
Here we go.
Butterfly in the sky, I can go twice as high.
Reading Rainbow was not about learning to read. It was about loving to read.
I said, we will get kids reading more because they will watch Reading Rainbow and they will go get those books. Nobody believed us.
I thought, what a great idea.
Reading is a very fresh way to learn.
Yeah, it features insights from LeVar Burton, Whoopi Goldberg, and a lot of others, and it delves into the series' impact. It premiered at the Tribeca Film Festival. I believe you can access it digitally now. Speaking of digital, the MTV Movie and TV Awards have been scrapped for this year. Supposedly, they're going to return next year. Why? NBC will celebrate the 50th anniversary of Saturday Night Live.
Live from New York, it's Saturday Night!
There's a three-hour primetime special planned on Sunday, February 16th of 2025. Dave Grohl pranked some fans at Saturday's Foo Fighters show. He pretended to play Van Halen's Eruption and then revealed it was really Wolfgang Van Halen. Joe Elliott is tired of people calling Def Leppard heavy metal, heavy pop? Metal pop? I don't know. Dee Snider wants the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame to start inducting artists before they're dead. that would be more fun. And a Kardashian alert. So Kim Kardashian's son, Salm, has turned 5, and Kim revealed on social media the $1,500 birthday gift from Kris Jenner, the matriarch of the family. It's a toy car modeled after his mom's Tesla Cybertruck.
Now you match mommy, huh?
I can drive this to school.
You can't drive this to school. Get in it. Let me see. You can't drive this to school.
Yeah, no, because it'll fall apart on the way. Just kidding. That's the Daily Dust, and it's brought to you by Hefner Furniture and Appliance, Morning Go, and B104.3. Listen, if you thought buying a Tesla Cybertruck was a bad idea before, now Kardashians own it. Now it's a really bad idea.